This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Seed scientists are thinking smarter and shorter with new seed genetics. We'll have more from Channel Seed right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
We'll be learning a lot from this year's corn crop, and much of that will be evident when harvest comes around. While the crops look good right now, there's looming disease pressure that could cause some issues before the crop makes it to the bin. Clayton Robinson, Channel Corn brand portfolio lead, said they've been pleased with how Channel Seed Corn has performed so far this year.
We've been extremely pleased with the performance of Channel Corn so far. Of course, you know, the proof is in the pudding. As you see combines roll through fields here pretty shortly, we'll have a lot more data or definitive thought there. But ultimately, you know, we've obviously faced challenges this year from delayed planting and wet conditions in the Northeast through kind of the Eastern Corn Belt to, you know, drier conditions in some areas, disease moving in with Southern rust in that Iowa. I was just in Iowa the other day and saw a fair bit of that. But again, every year we've got different challenges, but we're confident that the Channel brand is going to be able to overcome those as we see combines roll through.
The Farm Progress Show is all about the latest innovations in agriculture, and Robinson said he is excited to see their Preceon Smart Corn system enter the marketplace down the road.
And we're experimenting with right now. It's targeted for commercial and a few markets, but we're really excited about that biotech trait that's coming out here in a couple years and or in a few years, right? And that is shorter stature corn where we've got the nodes stacked. It allows for generally better root growth protection from wind events generally, and more plant population, so an increase in density of plant population, which we know drives yield.
For more information specific to your area, contact your local Channel Seed Pro. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.